This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Supreme Court hears arguments today in what experts are calling the most important labor case in decades. A Florida man filed a complaint saying an agreement between his union and his employer violates a federal anti-bribery law. And as Gigi Duban reports, the case could in fact alter the future of union organizing.
Back in the day, when it came to unions and employers, things were tense. Now, you could say they're more like frenemies. Patrick Semmons is with the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation.
Essentially, the unions are getting together with the company, and the company hands over its workers to a union in exchange for something.
Here's how these deals work. Sometimes unions promise not to picket, or they might give money to a cause the company supports. But federal labor law says employers can't give unions a thing of value. That can amount to bribery. But here's the problem, according to Benjamin Sachs, a Harvard law professor.
Almost everything that unions and employers agree to, say in a collective bargaining agreement, to raise wages, to require employees to pay dues, could be considered a thing of value.
Sachs says if the court rules against the union, there's no new model for how unions will work with companies in the future. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.